This is the IPSC-SDA Media Network.
This morning, I would like to speak on the subject, what to do with Jesus. Strange topic coming from Luke 19. What to do with Jesus? I have had the privilege of going to Israel 3 times. On my first visit, I had the chance to go to Jericho. And it was interesting that the story being told in the shops and everywhere in Jericho was about the walls, Elder Martin, coming down. But in Jericho, this commerce center, this place where traders passed back and forth, the Bible in Luke 19 brings us something about Jericho in terms of the place, but more so the people. We find Zacchaeus, the character, this Jewish man who was a tax collector. We find him there, and we understand from the story that his motivation for life was getting rich. You see, Zacchaeus had money, but not genuine friends. In Zacchaeus's world, there were 2 groups of people: those who despised him and tried to avoid him at all costs, and those who sucked up to him for what he could do for them. He had money, I said, but no friends. He had money, but not peace of mind. He had money, but not happiness. And then one day, Zacchaeus had an encounter with Jesus, and his life would never be the same. Question: have you had an encounter with Jesus? And if you had, has your life been the same? This man had an encounter, and his life was not the same. The text tells us Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him. Jesus was coming his way. When Jesus reached the spot, Jesus looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. I must stay at your house today." Notice some things as to what Zacchaeus did. Number one, he heard that Jesus was passing. 2, he knew that he was vertically challenged and could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a tree. 3, his eyes were fixed on Jesus. So when Jesus looked up and called his name, Zacchaeus was ready. In answering our question, what to do with Jesus, this brings me to the first of 3 points I will make today. The first one is, Zacchaeus, in what he did, showed that he had a desire for Jesus. He had a desire for Jesus. For far too often, our desire is for anything but Jesus. What is it that motivates us to climb trees if we have to, just so we can satisfy our desires? We devote time and effort to climb the trees of social success, to climb the trees of corporate success, to climb the trees of academic success, to climb the trees of professional success. But Zacchaeus teaches us that our desire for Jesus is the true meaning of success. We need to have a desire for Jesus. Stop and think as to how embarrassing this must have been for this poor little rich man. He was wealthy. He was hated. And try to imagine a wealthy man hopping up a tree. And the crowd was there. In other words, Zacchaeus had to humble himself. That is, his desire for Jesus made him forget that he was wealthy. Consider Jesus. If we measure Jesus by the world's standard of success, his life would be pretty unimpressive. Jesus was conceived under shameful circumstances, and Jesus took his first breath in a stable for animals. An angel had to be dispatched from heaven to tell Joseph not to walk away from Mary, his intended bride, because she was pregnant and Joseph was not the baby daddy. Jesus never had a formal education. He never married, he never had kids, or acquired worldly wealth. While he was recognized as by many as a teacher, a healer, and even Messiah, in the end, most people were disappointed that he didn't establish a political kingdom and improve their economic situation. Before Jesus' death, even his followers and friends abandoned him, and he died a pitiful death as a common criminal. This is the Jesus that Zacchaeus wanted to see. He had a desire for Jesus. Question: have you ever considered how different this story would have been if Zacchaeus, after hearing about Jesus, simply dismissed him? We would have been reading a different story in Luke 19. Zacchaeus heard, but he was not dismissive of Jesus. The Bible tells us that it is the Holy Spirit that woos us or persuades us to follow Jesus. Question: are we at times guilty of being dismissive of the Holy Spirit? Erase, strike that. Let me be somewhat specific. Errol, are you guilty of being dismissive of the wooing of the Holy Spirit? Congregation, members, individual, are you guilty of being dismissive of the wooing of the Holy Spirit? The whole story rests on the fact that Zacchaeus ran and climbed, but the Bible tells us you can't come to Jesus if he's not first seeking you. When Adam and Eve fell, it was Jesus who went to them in the garden looking for them in their sinful state. And Romans 5:8 reminds us, for while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In other words, while Zacchaeus ran up a tree to see Jesus, Jesus' Holy Spirit had already begun work in Zacchaeus, and he responded. This story would have been different if Zacchaeus was simply dismissive to the wooing of the Holy Spirit. Would your life be where it is today if you have been dismissive of the wooing of the Holy Spirit? When King David was about to die, he shared these words with his son Solomon, these words about success, in 1 Kings 2 and chapter 3. Here is what David said: do what the Lord your God commands and follow his teachings. Obey everything written in the law of Moses, then you will be a success, no matter what you do or where you go. Notice that David did not tell his son to focus on acquiring wealth, building up his kingdom, or conquering his enemies. David told his son Solomon to have a desire for God and being faithful to his word. Zacchaeus teaches us that we need to have a desire for God. Zacchaeus obeyed the Holy Spirit, who led him exactly to the place where he and Jesus would lock eyes. This may seem trivial, but try to imagine all the parts and pieces that had to come together in Jesus' schedule, in Zacchaeus' motivation, for Jesus and Zacchaeus to be at the same place. Jesus at the bottom, Zacchaeus on the tree at the top. Jesus looks up. If Zacchaeus was late, he would not have met Jesus' eyes. Question: what kind of calculations go on in your life where you can meet Jesus exactly where he has a planned rendezvous with you? This may seem a simple thing, but one writer puts it this way. He said that Jesus went to Jericho because he had an appointment with Zacchaeus. What if Zacchaeus had decided, man, I'm not going to listen to the wooing of the Holy Spirit. I'm just going to do what I've always done: collect taxes, eat my food, and enjoy myself. Some things may seem simple to us, but we need to be like Zacchaeus. We need to have a desire for Jesus. Then the story continues. When Jesus got there, He looked up and said, Zacchaeus, hurry down. Today is my day to be a guest in your home. Zacchaeus scrambled out of the tree, hardly believing his eyes, his good look, delighted to take Jesus home with him. Everyone who saw the incident was indignant and grumped. What business does he have getting cozy with this crook? The Message translation. Like Zacchaeus, we need to have a desire for Jesus. Like Zacchaeus, we need to dine with Jesus. I want you to stop for a moment right now and think, if Jesus were coming to your house and he said, I'm coming to eat at your house today, would you have to scramble to throw away some stuff from your fridge? Would you have to go and hide some bottles? Because you didn't know he was coming. But Jesus knew he was coming. Zacchaeus didn't know, but don't forget, Zacchaeus was a Jew. So being a Jew, certain things Zacchaeus did not have in his household. If Jesus is coming to dine with you, question, would you have to throw things out so Jesus would be comfortable? Can Jesus be comfortable at your table? I am glad that the story does not give us details about Jesus behaving like us. And how would we behave? Hey, Zach, man, I want to come by. Do you have any pork at your house? You know I don't mess with pork. Do you have any shellfish? Do you have any meats at all? Because you know I am vegan. And by the way, man, I want something to drink, but I'm lactose intolerant. Could you imagine Jesus having that conversation? It reminds me of Jesus rebuking the disciples when they were telling the children to go away because Jesus was blessing them. And I recall that at no time in that story in Mark chapter 10 did Jesus stop and say, I want to bless some children, but I want you to identify the kids whose parents were married. Don't bring any children who were born out of wedlock. That's not the Jesus whom I love. In the same way, I don't see Jesus stopping to ask Zacchaeus, what is it you got to eat today, man? He simply said, Zacchaeus, I'm coming to dine with you today. Zacchaeus tells us what to do with Jesus. We need to learn how to desire Jesus. And we need to learn how to dine with Jesus. We can dine with others, but not with Jesus. It's an interesting situation. Look at the behavior of the church people. The Bible says, everyone who saw the incident was indignant and grumped. What business does he have getting cozy with this crook? And sometimes, when sinners desire to dine with Jesus, the church people will try to get in the way. When sinners are invited to dine with Jesus, sometimes the church people will get in the way. I can hear Brother Self-Righteous saying, I am not eating food purchased with stolen tax dollars. I can hear Sister Gossip saying to Sister Quick to Run with News, "Girl, you should have been on Sycamore Avenue today. Guess what happened? Jesus dined with a thief. And more than that, he was in the thief's house." Question: what would be your reaction if you found out that Jesus was passing by your house, but instead of coming in to see you, he went to the home of the known liar? He went to the home of the fornicator. He went to the home of the child molester. And there is where he sat and dined. What would you have done? Maybe you would have taken the position, the posture that says, after all, Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. But maybe you would have accused Jesus of eating with sinners. What kind of people are you going to associate with Jesus? It should be noted, if we have a tendency to forget, we should remember that heaven rejoices over one sinner that repents. The church people in the crowd got angry. And it is rather interesting, I would say it was ironic, that this sinner, Zacchaeus, climbed a sycamore tree. Maybe he was sick of more of the same. Maybe he said, "I've been stealing too long. And if this is a tree I have to climb to get Jesus' attention, maybe I'm going to climb." Question: what are you sick of more of? Zacchaeus understood one thing, that all his wealth, he was still unhappy. He knew that there had to be something better. We in this country, and sometimes I have to remind myself that I'm a part of it too. We live in this country. I remember the first time I landed in America and we were living in New York. I could not understand why people always were running. Nobody walked to get the subway. Everybody's running, running, running. They got off the bus, they ran. And they're walking fast. They were going from one job to another job. And we can be caught up with the drive to what they call realizing the American dream. Well, the American dream is a myth. It's more like a nightmare. There was a time when one income was able to carry a family of four. Today you need two incomes and sometimes three and four jobs. Zacchaeus had money, but he had no peace of mind. He had no happiness. And I want us to take some time out to pause and examine our lives and to see if we're caught up in the rat race where everything is first, but Jesus is last. We can barely worship. We can barely pray because we are running to be caught up so we can realize the American dream. Zacchaeus tells us what to do with Jesus. He says, have a desire for Jesus. Then Zacchaeus says, we need to dine with Jesus. And I don't want to emphasize too much about appetite. But the truth is, we are what we eat. What we put into our bodies will reflect in our health status. I have a cholesterol problem. And I know that the cholesterol does not come from plant-based diet. And while you wouldn't find me eating chicken or beef or anything like that, from time to time I would have fish. You know, as if fish is a plant. And I've noticed that since I've removed fish from my diet, my cholesterol went down. Went down. So I'm saying to Jesus, teach me how to dine with you. It's personal. Don't let me run with what's on the table. Teach me how to dine with you. And by the way, when we're dining, we're having fellowship. Eating is not just a function of putting food in our mouth. Eating is a function of really rubbing shoulders with people and enjoying the people around us. So you can imagine how the people felt when Zacchaeus, when his house was the house Jesus was going to eat. Maybe, just maybe, we would be with those who say it, hey, he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Or maybe, regrettably, we may be in the group that says, doesn't he know any better? This man is a sinner. Last but not least, verse 9 through 10. Jesus said to him, today, salvation has come to this house, because this man, too, is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Zacchaeus said, I know that I have done wrong, and I've been doing wrong for years. I am going to defer to Jesus, and he will help me. Zacchaeus desired Jesus. Zacchaeus dined with Jesus, and now Zacchaeus defers to Jesus. Zacchaeus heard a song that says, burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near. He understood that all these years I've been doing my thing, maybe it's time I recognize that I need to defer to the one who came to seek and to save that which was lost. Zacchaeus seized the opportunity to see Jesus. This is a story of contrast. Though Zacchaeus was rich, yet he was poor. He wanted to be successful. And Jesus, in coming and stopping under that sycamore tree, was making a statement to the world. And I want us today to understand, if you miss anything in this message, if you miss the fact that Zacchaeus desired Jesus, that Zacchaeus dined with Jesus, I want you to understand why Zacchaeus deferred to Jesus. God is love. And Zacchaeus understood what the crowd did not understand. He understood that the Jesus he was seeking was a Jesus who loved him. And someone rightly said, when the power of love overcomes the love of power, the sinner will know peace. Let me say that again. When the power of love overcomes the love of power, the sinner will know peace. Jesus, who was omnipotent, who had all power, defer his power so he can save the sinner. Jesus was sensitive to the sinner's needs, but the crowd was not. We must be sensitive to the sinner's needs. We must not be indignant like the crowd. We must understand that Jesus was motivated by love. And if we claim to follow Jesus, we have an obligation to be motivated by the same thing. So, what does Zacchaeus teach us? Get up in the morning and ask yourself, what is my desire today? Is it to make money? Is it to advance myself on the corporate ladder, professional ranks, the academic dispositions? Or should my desire, my focus today, my desire should be Jesus? Zacchaeus' desire, Jesus. Zacchaeus dined with Jesus, but he was only able to accept the invitation because he allowed himself to be wooed by the Spirit. God's Spirit speaks to us every day, but sometimes we are not listening. And so even though Jesus says, I have an appointment with you, be up in that tree. So when I look up and our eyes are locked, you're in the right place. Sometimes we are not in the right place because we are being dismissive of the wooing of the Holy Spirit. Last but not least, Zacchaeus had the good sense to defer to Jesus. He says, Jesus, you got this. I've been stealing for years. These folk don't like me. And the people who associate with me, they only associate with me for what they can get from me. So really nobody loves me. I'm not even sure if I'm loved in my own family. And Jesus, here you are. The God of the universe coming to my house. The house of a sinner. Well, this is the house of a sinner. That's the house of a sinner. Jesus desires to come to your house. What would you do with Jesus today? My appeal is simple. Desire Jesus. Dine with Jesus. And defer to Jesus. After all, Jesus is the only answer for all the world today. This world is in a mess. If it's not fires, it's floods, it's tornadoes, it's hurricanes, it's COVID. The world is in a mess. But Jesus is the only answer. And Zacchaeus understood it. That's why he wasn't concerned as to how he appeared. Can you imagine this short man running ahead? That's a thief. That's a tax collector. They're pointing to him, and he was not concerned. He simply said, look, the man, the crowd, I'm so short, I can't see him. Let me run ahead. Let me climb this tree. But as he was climbing, he was following the wooing of the Holy Spirit. I say, climb your trees. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. Whether at work, at play, at school, even in church. But as you climb, have the desire for Jesus. Dine with Jesus. Be careful as to what you eat, put in your body. And recognize that you don't have the answer. And defer to Jesus. Father in heaven, we recognize that we can be like Zacchaeus, but maybe our pride gets in the way. Maybe we are too high and mighty to do all it takes just to see Jesus. Maybe, Father, today We're angry. We're just like the crowd, the Christians, the followers of Jesus, who were upset that he was going to do something for a sinner. Whatever our position, Father, remind us today and keep reminding us. Wake us up in the morning with a desire for Jesus. Wake us up in the morning to dine with Jesus. Wake us up in the morning ready to defer to Jesus, because we know when we defer to Jesus, we are in good hands, better hands than all state, because we're in the hands of the Master. So take care of us today, we pray, and help us in this, our Jericho experience, because we ask it in Jesus' name. Let the church say, amen. Amen.